Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So, do I have this right? Does Attorney General Merrick Garland actually say that if he was told to take action against Trump, that he'd actually resign? All right. Well, it seems to me, I thought they were taking action against Trump. All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Hour number three is upon us. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And don't forget, the toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. We have so much to talk about as we continue to move through the overnight hours throughout America. We're broadcasting, of course, from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California, and we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country. And, of course, we're up on the satellite with the GCN Network. And if you're streaming the show this morning, listening to us on the Internet, we want to welcome you as well. Now, to those of you who are working right now across America, if you're driving, if you're working, if you're whatever you're doing, we want to say a good morning to you and a special welcome. And don't forget, you're welcome to call in if you have something to say, something you'd like to opine about, 1-877-969-8600. All right, without further ado, let's get right back to Denise Simon, who is holding patiently right now. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And, of course, your website, founderscode.com, and, of course, also the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Well, Denise, right before the top of the hour, we were talking about the panda bears, and this is really it's upsetting to me. We saw the pandas at San Diego Zoo. There was, like, a special thing where they had them there for a time, and we got to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really something to see the pandas are just eating their bamboo or whatever, and it's kind of cool. But expand a little bit about this on this is the collapse of our relationship with China. At least it's indicative of that, because they do not like the Biden administration. They do not like what's going on. And where do we go from here?
It isn't really about the Biden administration. I mean, it is in part. But it is really telling the West that China, Beijing, doesn't like the West and our allies, okay? And, in fact, they are calling in, if I remember this correctly, they are calling back all of their pandas that have been on loan to whatever countries, every one of them, except what? Ding, 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 Russia.
Russia, you're right. Yeah, Russia.
So, this is really about exerting, I don't want to say power, but disdain for Western culture. So, that's all these visits that we have made to Beijing to try and, going hat in hand, are not doing so well. I mean, it's really shocking. Let's see, back in 96, I spent a month in mainland China. And, I would say that the pandas, even to the Chinese, are a big deal. They're a very, very big deal. It's almost as though it's very much of their identity. And
mm-hmm.
It's not a good place.
Well, no, I completely agree. Now, you mentioned something about the idea of they're sort of eschewing the culture, or they're pushing back against Western culture. But for the longest time, you know, there was sports, you know, there, and to some degree, perhaps it still is, obviously. But then, of course, the movie business, things like that, you've got the more movies being produced in conjunction with Chinese producers, so forth. What is that also waning at this point, do you think?
I would say that, you know, China has been stealing technologies. They've been stealing patents, they've been stealing copyrights, they've been stealing intellectual property. They've been performing espionage. I would say they probably hear at this point all of those things that they have done to the West, especially the United States, over the last 25 years or so, whatever that number is. They're now going to put into, or they already are, into artificial intelligence to increase their power. And, I would say we can't figure, our lawmakers can't even figure out which side of the aisle they're on when it comes to artificial intelligence. But they're posturing, along with all the rogue leaders around the world, and not just Iran and Russia and North Korea, but, you know, they're cultivating other leaders, like Lula of Brazil, Cuba, you know, certainly those in the Western Hemisphere, to come over to their side. And we know that to be true, especially in the Middle East and Africa, because of those that have been invited to join the BRIC nations.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a big problem. And this administration, this Biden administration, is clearly not taking the lead. All we're doing is groveling.
That's the word.
That's not a good word.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, right? Yeah, because obviously, yeah. And they think that they can just kind of do anything, get away with anything, and they do, and we'll wake up in a much different world, at least to their way of thinking, very, very soon. All right, Denise Simon, hold on to that thought here real quick, because the music's coming up, and we're going to be taking a quick break. And when we come back, folks, a lot more to talk about with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, 1-877-969. That's the number. Kyle Warren with you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
That is the telephone line if you'd like to call in. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you as we race through and rocket through this Monday morning edition of the show. And we have so much more to talk about, especially with our special guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We've also got a caller holding on the line. And so let's get started. But I need to tell you real quick about our sponsor for this portion of the program, and that's Geico. And that's right, that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, that's Geico Insurance. And what you want to do is you want to head over to their website, geico.com, and you want to take advantage of their price comparison. Just put in the vehicle that you own right now, if you've got a car or a truck or what have you, and check out what the comparison would be for the same kind of coverage that you have right now. And if you've got a motorcycle or boat or RV or ATV, something else like that, well, check out how they can bundle all that together for you, and you can save money on all those different things if you bundle them all together. And especially if you have a house or if you have a condo or something like that, check it out again, because you're going to save all kinds of money when you do that. Bundle it all together, see what the price is going to be, and you just might be saving all kinds of cash. So go to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, that's geico.com, and do their cost comparison today and save. All right, back to Denise Simon. Denise, good morning again.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Well, in this segment, I do want to ask you, especially about Iran. There was something that came out about their involvement in Beirut many years ago. But let's go ahead and let's take back Ammon Bob. He's in Palm Harbor, and I think he has a question for you. Good morning, back Ammon Bob.
Yes. Just want to know what y'all thought about this. You know how everybody's disgusted with the woke free this and with woke culture and stuff? Well, they got a special new beer out now. It's called Conservative Dad's Revenge. Got a picture of Trump's mugshot right on the can. And this is sponsored by a company that is headed by a conservative dad, and it's gone wild. It's sold like $500,000 worth. So that's just to give you an idea of how disgusted people are with the woke culture. And as far as China goes, and I think this, that we are having trouble enough with our own problems here in the United States. We just have to pull back and start manufacturing stuff here. And I know that sounds isolationist, but I think that's the thing. We're just not equipped to be the world's policeman anymore. And it's, anyway, that's my opinion on it.
All right, thank you so much, Beck Ammon, Bob. Well, Denise, he brings up a great point about manufacturing. Is that possible for the U.S. to be able to do that, given the costs that are involved? And it went to China for a reason. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing: we don't build things in the United States anymore, and we should. But we have another problem, and that is that we don't have enough people that want to go back into the labor market. So we're actually calling on senior citizens to step back into the workforce. And we went through several years of college degrees, you know, like in psychology and whatnot, that had no, future as far as employment goes. So we have a lot of people that really are not educated or don't have the bona fides or the resumes to, take us where we need to go. I would argue for your listeners, go look up the history on how Penn Station was actually built, okay? It's a remarkable story. But we have a government that wants to put up all these regulations and permits and stipulations and environmental impact studies and all these other kinds of things. And so we have a bureaucracy that prevents, entrepreneurship, if you will, to come back into the manufacturing world. Then on top of that, you got unions that convolute the labor pool as well. So we do need to bring things back here, but we need to make it into a setting and not just giving, 10 years worth of tax relief or tax-free status in order to do that. Get government out of the way. Not only get them out of our houses, but get government out of business so we can have, a capitalist system, a free enterprise system. And that may help to move some of the things out of China that we need to move out.
Well, yeah, and I hear exactly what you're saying, but at that point, I guess, especially the left would say, well, what's the fun of having a regulatory state about everything?
Right.
we can't be the left at that point. But what you're saying is very, very serious, and what it would go to as well is to try to get some kind of national purpose, and insofar as that, yes, get out of the way of business, let it blossom. Because America needs it to be able to be robust. And if it's not, then, we're not going to have all the stuff that we need. And by the way, something you mentioned, I think, many different times, which I think is entirely appropriate here, is the idea of the prescription medications. And what if they stopped just sending that over right now? I mean, just as a matter of course to say, this happened, so we're retaliating, that would be very terrible, wouldn't it?
The worst. And I'm still terrified of that. I cannot believe we're not having any kind of hearings on the Hill in order to prevent that, I would say, possible and maybe even probable collapse of our drug industry. And it's not just prescription drugs. It's also over the counter. All of that comes from China. Maybe, 7 or 8% we do here. And the one thing that's, or there's two things. One is antibiotics and the other was insulin. So we need to take control. But you know how Congress works. We don't do anything until we get into an absolute panic, which is what we had just had over this debt ceiling and continuing resolution nonsense between Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy.
And speaking of that, Kevin McCarthy says bring it to Matt Gaetz. I guess it could be a big pay-per-view type deal, but who do you think wins that one at this point?
Here's the deal. I understand the Freedom Caucus, okay? I get it. But, you know, Speaker McCarthy is not Matt Gaetz's speaker. You're Speaker of the House, which is everybody in the House. Okay? And so, you know, we've got Democrats here. They're going to fight the Republicans and the conservatives at every front. But I would argue, if you do the right thing, you can maybe bring along some of these Democrats where they need to be brought along, especially when it comes up for reelection in some of their districts that could be in trouble. So, it took us a long time to get to this $33 trillion in debt, and Matt Gaetz wants it all fixed in this session. And it isn't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And we have to do this in a step situation here. Now, they did take out the funding for Ukraine.
Right. Exactly. Okay. I was going to ask you about that. That's important.
Well, understand something here. Ukraine is a country that's at war, and we have something called the Budapest Agreement that was done under President Clinton, like it or not. And President Clinton told Ukraine, you give up your nuclear weapons, which they did. You give them up, and if you ever get into any kind of trouble, meaning the Soviet Union at the time and Russia, we will come to your defense. That Budapest Agreement still exists today. So we really have an obligation, like it or not. However, how much money do we give to the Millennium Challenge that goes to all of these countries? And that's grant money. That's just money we give away. Okay? Why don't we stop that? Or why don't we take a hard look at USAID? Because that's money that just gets thrown around the world. Why don't we take a hard look at that? There are other places. If Matt Gaetz wants to, and all of these, you know, conservatives want to, you know, stop funding Ukraine, okay. Well, there's other places to get the money, if you understand what I'm saying. Now, I do think it's reckless what Biden has done, but we're deep into this now.
That we are. All right, well, we're deep into this segment. Can you stay over for another one?
Sure.
Sounds great. Okay, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We'll be right back with Denise Simon right after this. 1-877-969-8600.
Third Watch.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers Union says its two-week strike against Detroit automakers will spread to 7,000 more workers.
I'm calling on Ford's Chicago Assembly Plant, and I'm calling on GM's Lansing Delta Township to stand up and go out on strike.
On October 2nd, 2023, the Supreme Court starts a new term as it considers another round of significant cases. It could have a long-term impact. Questions related to the First Amendment's free speech clause, Second Amendment restrictions, and election redistricting. Congressman Matt Gaetz intends to make a motion this week to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House.
I think we need to move on with new leadership.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Florida Republican said that McCarthy can't be trusted, claiming that the Speaker lied to President Biden and lied to conservatives. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Oh, what a night. That's right. And we got Oh, What a Morning going on here, of course, here. The Monday morning edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you and glad to be with you, of course. 1-877-969-8600. That's the toll-free line if you'd like to call in and opine to ask a question or talk to Denise or myself. We'd love to hear from you. All across the highways and byways of the land, if you're driving along right now and you want to say something, just give us a call. 1-877-969-8600. I want to let you know that before we get right back to Denise Simon, this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friends over at Concerned Veterans for America. You want to check out their website at CV4A.org. That's CV, the number 4, A.org. So Concerned Veterans for America. And definitely check out what they have to present over there. We talk with Jimmy T. Smith each week here on the program from Concerned Veterans for America. They have all kinds of great things that they're doing for our vets, from policy, helping out, and just basically doing all these different things that go into helping to care for our vets and to make sure that Congress and the government understand what's happening with some of these different missions and mission creep and all this kind of stuff. So they've got it going on over there, cv4a.org. All right, back to our good friend Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
All right. Well, you know, what you were getting into in the last segment, I think, was so very, very important because obviously you see the Chinese government, you know, just deciding that they're going to influence things. They're going to move about planet Earth. They're going to, they're going to take what they can take wherever they can take it. That's just their vision, their mentality. But to counter it, obviously Joe Biden is not the person to do it. Can Donald Trump do that? Or, in other words, what needs to happen in order to try to set us back onto some kind of a stability here?
I'm not particularly a fan of Nikki Haley, but she did say one thing right. And during the Trump administration, you know, Trump worked with President Xi or his officials to do a brand new trade agreement. And that was fine. Because remember, he said that, you know, China's manipulating the currency and blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, that was great. But Mike Pompeo actually closed two Chinese diplomatic posts / embassies that were located here in the United States because of what China was doing. I would say, and I have to agree with Nikki Haley on this, is that the Trump administration didn't go far enough. With the theft and the espionage, least of which was the balloon that we somehow continue to forget, and the Chinese operatives that are here that are under student visas, they're not students, you know, they're enrolled, but they, you know, they take one class and they're really operatives. So we didn't do enough. Now, we're going to have to take a hard line, and I mean a very hard line, and such a hard line that we once took with Iran. But, you know, we've moderated all that, too. We've made Iran the citizen of the world, and shame on us for allowing that to happen. Kim Jong-un has become a citizen of the world. So none of this is good. Now, what we're doing is we're virtually paying other countries to be our friends. And we're doing that through things like the Millennium Challenge or USAID. Instead of telling Scholz of Germany and France and, you know, some of these other countries, come on, especially those in Latin America, we absolutely need to exert our power and our force on relationships back in Latin America, because Latin America is collapsing as far as any kind of democratic rule goes.
Insofar as that as well, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that gives the perfect ability for those, pardon me, for those countries to then align themselves with China or to just basically...
Well, they are.
Yeah, and in other words, so they're not being democracies, they're not being representative, but they would have strongmen or this kind of stuff that would just align with China.
Well, I mean, you know, we didn't do anything about Cuba, and now Cuba's got a spy base that's an old Russian military base. all right, so Cuba's still a problem. And remember, John Kerry went down there under Barack Obama to normalize relations. Remember all that one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think that Barack Obama went dancing, ballroom dancing with something, whatever. Okay. remember
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah.
Then we had the whole thing in Cartagena. Remember the Secret Service scandal under the
yeah. Oh, yeah, remember that one.
Okay. You see what I'm saying? I mean, what in the world are we... And I keep hearing American values. Are these American values? Oh, well, let's turn over here to Gavin Newsom for a second, shall we? Because he's now appointed this LaFonza Butler to take Senator Feinstein's spot in the Senate.
That's right, yeah.
Well, all he did was check boxes with this woman. I don't know. Maybe I can't call her a woman because she's, you know, LGBTQ++ whatever. But she's a full-blown operative, but it's in violation of the California Constitution because you have to live in California for at least 2 years. She hasn't lived in California for 2 years. She lives in Maryland.
And I understand somehow something that listed that got scrubbed really, really fast earlier, too.
Yeah, but she's not, I mean, she's not... I don't want to say qualified because I don't even know what qualifications you need to be a senator anymore if we just look at Fetterman. But
or Kamala Harris, for that matter, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, You know, and you mentioned Fetterman. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing, but just briefly, I think that you know they turned back the dress code. I thought he should have just done that a lot more incrementally, like just trying to do casual Friday, you know, and start with that. But looks like it had too much of a backlash. But you're right. This woman that Newsom has appointed, she will now also be able to run if she wants to. But of course, the others, Barbara Lee and others, they're super mad about all this, I'm sure.
Well, you know, everybody needs to be mad about it, but she's not qualified. It's in violation of the Constitution. So what do you do there? You know,
I think what they'll do is they'll just say, well, you know, it's not really. You know, there'll be some story about this. I mean, they'll have to. I mean, or did they just jump the gun? Because we weren't even expecting this until maybe the middle of the week.
Well, he wanted to do it fast in order to kind of, you know, he pull the trigger. Am I allowed to say that on the air? Pull the trigger.
it's a euphemism, I think. Yeah, to make a decision. Yeah.
But this woman is pro-abortion. She's an extremist. She's one of the top fundraisers that are out there. She's with Emily's List and President Emily's List, which I would argue is a very dangerous organization. But I don't know.
But in context of Newsom perhaps running for president for real, does this, as you mentioned about checking off the boxes, he also mentioned too that he would only appoint a black woman or a woman of color, quote unquote, mm-hmm. and so that curtailed the pool that he could draw from, of course. But is he doing that because he gives him credibility on abortion and stuff like that if he actually does run for president? Or, in other words, what's the upside for Newsom on this?
It's mainly a vote, and that's all it is. I mean, it virtually checked every single box. I mean, this woman is not qualified to be a senator. Well, I mean, I'm not even so sure what qualifications.
Well, but in other words, too, just like, I hate to say, just like the late Dianne Feinstein, maybe they just say, just vote yes, and she'll go, yes, you know, I vote
well,
yes.
Well, I mean, this is a woman that had a Chinese spy that, you know, was allegedly her driver for 30 years.
Right, that's exactly right. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We're coming up to the end of the segment here, but thank you so much for staying over.
All right.
And you take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Sounds great. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, and we'll be right back right after this short break. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Just as I thought it was going all right. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Coming back there with a little Genesis. And that's all, but that's not all. We have so much more to go here on the program. So that's not all. It's not all by any stretch of the imagination. But all you need to know to join the program with us this morning. And by the way, Kyle Warren with you again. 1-877-969-8600. 1-877-969-8600. That is the call-in line. And we're going to be joined here in just a few moments by our good friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. But before we do that, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. And that, of course, includes Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side by side on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And then, of course, you've got the all-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville, Florida. That's on State Route 50 right near the Suncoast Parkway. So you can't really miss it. If you're right next to the Suncoast Parkway, you can definitely see it from there. Their flagship location, of course, located at 19 and 54 Newport Richey. That's 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. Check them out, mossnissan.com. All right. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, there's a lot going on, obviously. We'll talk about some economic things, but just briefly, what do you think about China's taking back the pandas And that's obviously a bad indication. But China also, though, its factory activity evidently slowed down in September. And I think you've got some of the markets reacting to that. What do you think about this whole situation?
I don't really know much about PandaGate. I really don't. I haven't really followed that much at all. But as far as their manufacturing numbers are concerned, I mean, the writing's been on the wall with this for a very long period of time. Their economy has slowed significantly. And again, this shows to you the overall optimism of their population and the fact that they are afraid to spend. They don't want to spend. They're holding on to them. They're hoarding cash. Because the value, the primary asset for the people in China to have money is their home. And the value of those homes have dropped considerably because they've overbuilt there at the country. Many of the places haven't been finished. You got major real estate developers that are going bankrupt. So they've got the myriad of issues going on right now in China.
Well, what do you think about the UAW? Evidently, their strike, according to one headline, a story that we saw earlier today, could result in up to 500,000 layoffs because of the suppliers that are involved in all this. Evidently, they're going to be expanding the strike, correct?
I guess they're expanding it slowly but surely, and I beware of apocalyptic statements. Again, the union wants to put those numbers out there because they want to seem all powerful, and mighty. And yeah, some, you know, suppliers, you're going to have to deal with the issues. But, you know, it would seem to me that, on the other way around, we were hearing about supply chain issues not too long ago. It might give them an opportunity to catch up to some degree. Yeah, there's a ripple effect when it comes to these things. It's part of the disconnect when you have companies that are shut down. It happens. Will the city suppliers, will somebody else eventually pick up the slack? Because, again, they have to continue to make these cars. Yes. Yes. I don't know at what point in time the unions are going to start looking for alternative workers. But it would seem to me that that's a direction that maybe they should start heading in soon, because it doesn't seem like they're getting anywhere with negotiations.
Well, President Trump on the campaign trail is talking about these mandates, these electric mandates that the Biden administration keeps pushing. And every time we turn around, there's somebody trying to get rid of gas-powered engines by the year 20, this or that. But really, how realistic is that? And because obviously the car business is just going to be gone at some point. And what do these workers do? Do they just, and that'll be a little funny here, do they just go learn to code, or what do they do?
I mean, that's the reality. I mean, this has happened. You know, the amount of workers, you know, to make cars change because of automation over the years. That's a big aspect of these EVs, is the fact that you do not need as many workers to produce an electric vehicle as you do a combustion engine vehicle. And that's bothering the unions right now. Should the automakers be forced to pay workers to sit in a rubber room somewhere? This is what happens in the free market. It's unfortunate. It's called creative destruction. But again, this is forced upon these automakers. It's hard enough for these automakers anyway, to make, money, especially with the contracts going on. But this is, Elon Musk tweeted out. I mean, this is the fast lane to bankruptcy, what the unions want in these contracts. The money is just not there. They're losing. They've already shown us they're already losing billions of dollars making EVs. Fully transition in that direction, that's not going to change at this point in time.
Well, and Biden's out there saying, well, you all deserve a raise or to share in this profit, and they're making too much and this kind of thing. I think he's obviously trying to shore up some kind of support. But in reality, he's got to know that he's just going to get votes maybe this time. But next time around, they're not going to be so happy with the Democrats if it keeps going this way.
Well, I don't know if they're going to get votes this time. I mean, I think the key is to they make the workers understand that you've been, your union has been funding Democrats. That's all they do. And so the auto union, UAW funds Democrats. And, the people that you put into office with the help of your dollars I decided to put all these mandates and hurt the companies that you work for, and making their life a hell of a lot more difficult to turn a profit. And because of that, I mean, obviously it's going to hinder them and whether or not they can give raises. I mean, companies that continue to do well, they're able to do more and provide more benefits and do more things. But, there is a profit motive in business. And if the profits are not there because of forced government mandates, it makes it quite difficult.
Well, I don't know. Is that a wrong, a dirty phrase to use? The profit motive, but that is what's driven business since time in memoriam. And right, the rising tide lifts all boats, right? And so you would think that they would want them to make a profit, but not at the expense of these mandates, as you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you can go. I mean, a lot has been tried. I mean, they can still do it. I mean, there are government companies in Cuba, North Korea, and a lot of public-private partnerships in China. Even though they're not pure communists, so there's not a lot of places left where you can really try it. But you take a look at government and government-run businesses, socialism, they fail. They fail. They fall apart. They're not capable of working. And then you know what? It's equal opportunity misery in that situation.
That's no fun at all. Well, the government shutdown that was averted, obviously at the 11th hour for real, when the government shuts down, or there's the thought that the government's going to shut down, and 45 days from now it might shut down still, how does that affect the markets? How does that affect business in general? Is it apart from that to some degree, or what do you think?
Depends on what's going on. And this, currently I think that affected the market in a negative way because there's just a lot of uncertainty that's swarming around so many things right now. And oftentimes, markets, they don't care for uncertainty over the short term. So, I think you might see a little bit of a positive bounce, today based upon the fact that this, stopgap measure has been put into place. You really want to see the market do well, though, as you get some sort of fiscal sanity in Washington, D.C., and start reining in some nonsense. And then you could definitely see a change. It'd be a step in the right direction.
And as we move into the holiday season, here we are. It's October the 2nd already. We're going to blink our eyes. It's going to be Thanksgiving and Black Friday. If you had to make a prediction right now, at least based on what we're seeing, do you think people are going to be buying like there's no tomorrow, Christmas gifts and stuff like that, or do you think they're going to pull back?
The retailers are signaling that there's, people are pulling back. I think people are going to spend more. I still think the case is that right now people are spending more on experiences than they are on stuff. I think it's been, certainly a bit of a change, after COVID to some degree. And, I think that that'll be okay. But again, the people have less disposable income based upon the cost of everyday items, going through the roof. And obviously that cuts in budget. And so the big box retailers are basically spending.
Yeah, I think we're losing Chris there just a little bit. But Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website, right?
Yes.
All right, very, very cool. Chris, thank you. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend. You take care. Have a great day.
You bet. Have a good one.
Thanks. All right, everybody. Chris Markowski checking in with us. Lots of great stuff from Chris this morning, as always. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.